We got to work this week, and obviously coming off a 6-day break, I think we knew as a whole this week we wanted to follow on and try to create an identity as a whole. And I think kind of showed out there in that first half that we planned to play 10 minutes of footy in that first quarter, unlike last week. And we built off that momentum from the Richmond game, and to come out here and do what we did today is, it's pretty unbelievable.
That was the young superstar, Harley Reid, speaking to our sister station, 6PR, after West Coast win in the Derby last night. 133-693, Sunday roast is continuing, so give us a call. I meant superstar as in the fact that he has superstardom over there in Perth. He's on the paper every week, or every day, sorry. They senior players buy into it. The crowd goes nuts when he gets around the footy. Imagine when he's 23.
Yeah, I know. He's every bit that you wanted him to be so far. And again, yesterday, 3 goals and taking hangers and, you know, bursting out of the middle. He's clearly going to be a superstar. I can say that right now.
Yeah, if the injuries don't get in the way.
Like, I'm happy to say that. Jim, you got to sign him up. You got to sign him up. How long would you give him a 10-year deal right now if you were West Coast?
You'd be hoping he'd take a 10-year deal because then you didn't have to keep going back to the table. And
Would that be in front of him, do you think, right now?
I think West Coast will try, but his management would rather shorter deals and just back him in, because the salary cap will do a big jump in, I think it's 2 years, where it's between 20 and 30%. And that'll continue throughout the life of his career. So
Can't you write that into that deal, though? That every time it goes up, he gets the equivalent?
So some managers and clubs have salary cap increases written into their contract. So if the salary cap goes up by 10%, your contract goes up by 10%. Some clubs don't do it, or some players don't have it. So this is where the deal of, if you could get him for just, let's say it's $1 million. Well, if the salary cap jumps, that looks like a good deal when you know, the average salaries are up near
a million.
It's
like the Alistair Lynch 10-year deal.
Correct. Or the Buddy Franklin, it looked big on paper, but as the years went by, it actually looked like a pretty good deal for the Swans. So he's in a good place over there in the West. When a lot of people were saying, oh, why would you go to the Eagles? The Eagles have got more money than pretty much anybody else.
Like, why wouldn't you?
You'd be set up for life off the field as well over there. So big club, lots of supporters. He's got them absolutely rocking and rolling. Look, they're not going to win too many more for the rest of the year. We hope they do, because they're fun to watch, but...
The real good ones show it real early, though, don't they?
Well, you're sort of normally just looking for glimpses, aren't you, with young players? But he's already putting together games. Yeah. He picks up the ball, Chory. He just runs at people.
I remember clearance out of the centre yesterday was as good as I've seen. And I liken him to Nathan Buckley, except clearance-wise, I think Nathan took a while. He was more of an outside, you know, beautiful user of the ball. And then he became a better clearance player. This bloke looks like he just enjoys that stuff underneath.
I remember Dustin Martin at Richmond when he was pretty much looked like Harley Reid when he first started. And you can just see that Reid is going to be every bit you want him to be.
Did Dusty jump on your head?
Dusty's a one-on-one mark. Yeah, he's more of a grounded marking. You're like a Tom Hawkins, uses his body, you know.